Last tackle of the set. Luke Gayle will spin the ball back to Finn. Steps off the left foot. Finn with a long pass out to Carney. Justin Carney juggles with the ball. And at the second attempt, he finally gets Castleford across the line. We are 18 minutes into this second half and we've got the first points of it. And it's gone to the home side. Castleford 20, Wakefield 6.
Well, it's a great dummy there from Liam Finney. He just didn't have the legs to go. He had 10 yards to go. And he couldn't find it, Finney. But he threw out a speculator there to Justin Carney. Richie Owen went to try and catch him and missed it. And Carney, well, the great opportunity from that sort of distance. He doesn't miss try scoring opportunities there. And Castleford Tigers fully deserved that try. But he's been under pressure for the last 10 minutes for the Tigers.
There's Collis. Now it's with Hall. Quick passing along the line. Collis finds Richard Owen on the near side. He was booed when the teams were announced and getting jeered now as he makes more than about a foot. The kicker's come in though and Godinez got on the end of that one. He's claiming a try and he's been given the try by Robert Hicks. Well, it all happened in a flash and it was a beautifully timed run. If he wasn't onside there, Godinez come from a long, long way back. But he checked with both the touch judges and quickly awarded the try, and Wakefield out there giving themselves a little bit of hope. It's Castleford 22, Wakefield 10.
Well, I just mentioned earlier that they needed to move the ball around a little bit, and they just did that and got the ball out to Richie Owen. But then the last tackle, an excellent kick from Tim Smith, and whether it just came off the post or it was a Castleford player who fumbled it over in the young goal area, but Golladay wasn't having none of that. He reacted very, very quickly. The Wildcats back into this game, and well, an easy conversion here for Craig Hall. Game on, Deutsche.
25 metres out. Here's Smith, goes down that far side, the short side. Cole comes in and beats one man
Lawatiti.
To Lawatiti. Can Ali Lawatiti stretch across the line?
He does.
Yes, he can. The big Kiwi has got across for the third Wildcats try. And Paul McShane is ushering his team back as quickly as he can to take the conversion. Lawatiti scores. Castleford 22, Wildcats 16.
They're causing all sorts of problems when the Wildcats, when they move that ball, and they say one-out rugby's no good for them. When they do decide to move that ball, excellent ball movement from Tinsmith to the left-hand side. Brought back into Lawatiti, and Lawatiti 15 metres out. You don't stop the big fella from that sort of distance. And I tell you what, you look at the body language here now, the Wakefield Wildcats, they're the team that's where you would say maybe going to go on and win this game. It's certainly game on now. You don't expect Craig Hall to miss his conversion. We're in for a very, very interesting last 5 minutes. What a comeback.
They've restarted play. Here's McShane going in at dummy half. Gets the ball away to Smith. Smith.
Oh, look, oh, he's
this.
In.
He's in. It's Danny Washbrook. Absolutely went through a yawning gap in the Castleford defence and straight underneath the post.
Tim Smith. It's that man, Tim Smith, as I've been saying for the last 10 or 15 minutes. He needs to get into the game. He needs to be moving the ball out wide. And what has he done? He's just shown what a class player he is. Let the ball do the work. The Wildcats, what a comeback this has been. Comeback of the season, we've only just started.
Danny Washbrook then, the fourth Wildcats try of the afternoon. And it makes it Castleford Tigers 22, Wakefield Trinity Wildcats 22. And we still have Craig Hall's conversion attempt to come from straight in front of the posts. Well, we know all about Wakefield conversions from straight in front of the posts in the history of rugby league, but surely he ain't going to miss this one now.
You'd kick this, don't you? Oh, but I tell you, what a great comeback. And I say it's been down to one man. Tim Smith had decided, listen, I need to get myself back into it. We need to get the Wildcats back into this game. I need to get more involvement. That's exactly what he's done. It's created what the last three tries, ball movement, great vision, great awareness. That's why the Wildcats will take the lead when Craig Hall kicks this goal.
And he has kicked the goal, and the Wildcats do lead.